אתם עם SBS בעברית.
We're now joined by Shane Zyatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, mate.
And in the last couple of weeks, we have spoken about rallies against Israel, for Israel. But this week, something different on your main page.
Yeah, so our front page story is about another rally, but it's quite different. It's a welcome change because this particular rally is the first in a series that's going to go to every capital city. It started in Sydney's Domain last Sunday, and it's actually organized and led by the Christian community. So 12,000 people attended the Domain in the rally called Australians United Against Anti-Semitism, which is run by a group called Never Again Is Now. So I attended. It was a fantastic event.
Lots of people from different cultures?
Yeah, many, many people from not just Christians, also from other Hindus, and even the exiled Iranian community was there.
Okay.
And in the lead-up, one of the co-organizers, Freya Leach, the daughter of MC Anglican Senior Minister Mark Leach, described the aim of this rally as an opportunity to hug the Jewish community at this difficult time. And what a powerful mass embrace it turned out to be, moving many to tears as 11 guest speakers, including former Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Senator Jackie Lambie, and Warren Mundine, expressed heartfelt solidarity with Jewish Australians, while also taking aim at contributors to the unprecedented rise of anti-Semitism in Australia since October 7, describing their actions as un-Australian. So I'll just go over some of the highlights from the speakers.
Okay.
Beginning by repeatedly reciting the words October 7, Scott Morrison reflected on his visit to Kfar Aza in November with former British PM Boris Johnson to, quote, to bear witness to the atrocities committed by Hamas there. And he said, I'm saying this because there are many who want to forget October 7. But there will be no peace in the Middle East, he said, while the Palestinian cause is championed by terrorists, by Hamas and Hezbollah, and by those who, in support of this cause, are prepared to make excuses for terrorists and to engage in acts of anti-Semitism. Other speakers, Mundine, he expressed his horror that just 2 days after October 7, that people had gathered at the Sydney Opera House steps shouting many anti-Semitic phrases, including from the river to the sea, which he said implies the destruction of the Jewish people and state. He said, I'm a massive supporter of the police, but watching on TV the police stand there that night and do nothing nearly broke me, he said. Anyone who has looked at history for a mere second knows that when a society tolerates an angry mob chanting against Jews, it will take that society down an ugly and destructive path. And he said, to my Jewish brothers and sisters gathering here today, I will be there for you through thick and thin. Jackie Lambie, in her trademark direct style, generated rousing applause when she said, every Australian has the right to protest, but yelling out hate speech, sending anonymous hate mail, and intimidating Australian children, publishing the names and personal details of Australians online without their permission, isn't peaceful or brave. It's an act of cowardice, it's hateful, and it does not belong in this country.
I think this is the first time there is such a large-scale rally coming from the Christian community, correct?
Yeah, and also that it was not hosted by the Jewish community or by Israeli Australians who have done already so many wonderful rallies, but just the fact that it's coming from Christian Australians. Mark Leach especially was is one of a group of, I think, four or five key people who are organizing. He's, you know, senior Anglican. And at the event, there was the Australian Christian Lobby CEO, Michelle Pearce, spoke. She spoke about a petition against hate in Australia that 11,000 people have signed already, and that she'll be presenting to Julian Lisa, the Browro MP, who's Jewish, of course. There was also speakers, including Reverend Sandy Grant, who's the Dean of St. Andrew's Cathedral in Sydney. There was ex-Iranian leader, community leader Daniel Takardov, Eric Rosendahl, and Julian Lisa. So a wonderful event. If anyone wants to know about upcoming events, I think the next one is going to be in Adelaide in a couple of weeks and then Melbourne. If anyone wants to find out exactly, they can go to neveragainisnow.com.au.
How was the security? Any unexpected incidents?
Yeah, no, it was very well secured. There wasn't a single person at all that was in any way misbehaving.
Okay, Shane, to a different story now. Tell us about the failed motion for the support of a ceasefire in Gaza in Melbourne.
Yes, so in Melbourne, a motion to support a ceasefire in Gaza failed at the Melbourne City Council on Tuesday night. The vote was 5-5 and was broken by the casting vote of Deputy Mayor Nicholas Rees, who told the meeting, "I think it will inflame, not heal, the tensions in the city, and it will make a really challenging situation worse, not better." Now, the motion was put forward by Councillor Jamal Hakim, and it called for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, the release of all Israeli hostages, but also the release of imprisoned Palestinians, and also advocacy for an end to, quote, illegal Israeli settlements and the illegal occupation of Palestinian territories. Now, while this was going on, a pro-Palestinian demonstration outside the town hall saw a scuffle break out when a group of Jewish people who were attempting to attend the meeting and gain access to the building, they were actually escorted away by police and told they were the ones causing a disturbance. The group was told to move on, and one of them was told he was banned from entering Melbourne for 24 hours. Now, Sharon Mason, who was part of the group of Jews there, believes the police were appeasing the mob. She said, "We were escorted away to chant of 'Get out, Zionist pigs.' It's not right," she said, "for police to actually allow these violent mobs to take over the streets. How much longer are they going to make the city such an inhospitable and threatening place?" Victoria Police have been contacted for comment for this story. And the Jewish Communal Council of Victoria President Philip Zajac said a lot of work was done by the community to help the councillors understand the impact that motions like these have on Jewish residents, workers and visitors to the city of Melbourne. And he thanked all the councillors that did make the motion fail.
And that's the story about the failed motion for the support of a ceasefire in Gaza. And from Melbourne, jumping back to Sydney and to the iconic Opera House, Shane.
Sure. Look, in Sydney, the Sydney Opera House is being urged to reconsider platforming Clementine Ford at this year's All About Women Festival after the controversial author and social media influencer was involved in doxing 600 Jewish creatives. Ford has been rabidly anti-Zionist since October 7, sharing anti-Israel content to her substantial following, and was recently portrayed by the Australian newspaper as one of the faces of hatred that has no place in Australia. Now, she is scheduled to appear at the Opera House on March the 10th in a talk and musical performance inspired by her recent book called I Don't, The Case Against Marriage. She has also co-curated three sessions on the challenges faced by single mothers and the dangers of fast fashion and rethinking mainstream feminism. Now, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry President Daniel Agion said it's baffling to think that the privilege of appearing at the Opera House should be extended to someone who has, quote, caused such harm and distress to her fellow Australians. And doxing is a horrific practice with devastating consequences to personal safety and mental health. Ford justified sharing the link that helped disseminate the details of hundreds of Jewish Australians by saying the group of Jewish creatives was working to silence voices calling for Palestinian liberation. Member for Vaucluse, Kelly Sloan, had written a letter to the Premier and Arts Minister John Graham that Ford has a history of being divisive, on justice and equality issues, adding that many in the community would feel uncomfortable attending the festival. Ford recently shared to her Instagram stories that she has, quote, never really been concerned about the fallout of what Zionists think. She added, I just think they're monsters, and I pity them for being terrible humans. Now, a spokesperson for the Opera House said Ford had been a regular contributor to this festival since 2013, but she understood why people have raised concerns about Ford. She said, at this challenging time of conflict and division, we acknowledge the pain many in our community are feeling, and the Opera House Talks and Ideas program is intended to generate thought, discussion, and debate. And we understand that not all views, perspectives, or sessions will appeal to everyone.
Okay, let's finish off with a few positive news. Shane, I hope there's something.
Yeah, so we've got two stories on what's happening on our campuses. So one is not so good about more anti-Semitic incidents during O Week at Macquarie University and the University of Sydney. But on the plus side, there's been a lot more than usual Jewish students at universities signing up to orgies than usual. So there's a sharp spike in that. So that's a positive.
Okay.
And another positive is that Australia's Jewish student leadership felt encouraged this week by news that the University of Melbourne Student Union has rescinded a virulently anti-Israel motion that was first passed in April 2022. So that's been reversed by the student union, and the person involved was particularly pleased about the outcome. It's a good outcome, and hopefully it'll lead to less incidents of anti-Semitism at that university's campus.
Okay, Shane Dziatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much, and speak to you next week.
Thanks very much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.